Dogs seem to know everything about their owners, from their schedules to their scents to exactly what annoys us, or is that just you? I don't know. So shouldn't humans know everything about their dogs? Well, Embark's dog DNA test allows you to do just that. Getting to know your dog's breed mix and genetic health risks with Embark means strengthening your bond with your furry friend. And Embark founded the world's first canine relative finder. I have actually found distant cousins of Geo's. Anyway, we'll get there. They even offer you the ability to connect directly with other Embark dog owners in their database. We'd like to thank EmbarkVet.com for supporting And That's Why We Drink. And you can go to EmbarkVet.com to get free shipping and save $50 on the breed and health test with promo code DRINK. So Geo is quite a situation. All right, I got the Embark test done, and he is American Pit Bull Terrier. He is Shih Tzu. He's Australian Cattle Dog, Dachshund Chow Chow, German Shepherd, and Labrador Retriever. He is, as by the way, Embark put it, which made me so happy, he is a super mutt. Isn't that nice? I was thrilled because I had done a test on him ages ago, but it was like pretty simple and like kind of just not very, very in-depth. This Embark test was amazing. It told us that he was part Dachshund, which made a lot of sense because he's kind of like hot dog shaped. Get the dog DNA test that is trusted by millions. Right now, Embark has a limited time offer on their breed and health test for our listeners. Go to EmbarkVet.com to get free shipping and save $50 with promo code DRINK. Visit EmbarkVet.com and use promo code DRINK to save $50 today. We all love to treat ourselves every now and then, right? Like go out and buy a nice coffee, maybe get a little extra legroom on the plane. Then why are we always settling for doctors? Your health is the most important thing. That's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. You know how I feel about making phone calls, and that is why I discovered ZocDoc many years ago before I even had a podcast. And so I'm thrilled. This feels very full circle. I use ZocDoc all the time in LA. I still use them here in Cincinnati. It's just such a cool service to be able to put in your insurance and find a doctor for whatever your ailment might be. I actually found an ENT doctor once when I had this sinus infection, probably TMI. But anyway, I love ZocDoc. I've loved it for years. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's how easy it is. Sometimes they even have same day appointments. I know I've gotten some in the past. Go to ZocDoc.com/drink and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/drink. ZocDoc.com/drink. Christmas dog. Shit, hold on. Take two. Christmas. No, hold on. Shut up.
Okay.
Christmas time is here. Okay.
The weird thing about
nailed your, it.
The weird thing about, I don't know if it's your pitch or your harmony. I don't know what the Christmas right word is, time. But you really do sound like multiple children in unison.
That's the demon that live inside me, where all of them kind of rally together and sing in chorus. Yeah,
it's I don't know how one voice sounds like a unison, but
oh Lord.
Oh well, happy Thanksgiving, Christmas Hanukkah.
Happy holidays from us to you. It's
happy
December.
Happy Toyotathon, Honda days. Whatever you practice privately, you know.
Whatever we acknowledge all of the above, yeah. As and we respect and give time off for all yes. of the above, especially
honestly,
happy Honda days.
If Eva texted us and went, listen, it's going to be a big day over here at the Eva Gross family house for Toyotathon. I'm really going to need to take the
day
off.
My girlfriend Rachel and I have actually converted and we're now celebrating Toyotathon.
We're actually truck people now.
Oh, we're actual
just,
trucks.
Just like
oh,
the
we're
movie
literal
cars.
Trucks. We're literal just, trucks now.
They morphed
honk,
into...
Yeah. Honk, honk. I need time off. And I'd say, okay, go for it.
My girlfriend's actually a Toyota Camry now. And
I see. Oh, I knew we weren't allowed to ask that when we were, you know, it's like a private question to ask somebody. So I'm glad we finally know the deets. Anyway.
Okay, look, we...
I feel so unhinged today. I don't know what is going on.
Can you tell it's earlier than... Oh, it's not earlier than we
it's
usually
not...
record.
Thankfully not.
All right. The Honda days, have really taken a toll.
I have something to crack into it. I'm drinking something you're gonna absolutely hate.
What is it, like sardine juice or something?
Might be able to guess. It's close. So I got it at Trader Joe's. It's organic sparkling lemon and strawberry apple cider vinegar beverage.
Wow, that took my breath away. It sounds so awful. I, from across the country, just got heartburn for you.
Oh, thank you. I just cracked into it. Had it. So we'll find out.
I hope you gag, because that's, if you don't, I'm going to judge you more.
The blog that I follow about Trader Joe's products said this was worth buying.
Does it smell like apple cider vinegar?
A little bit, yeah. But so does kombucha, you know, so.
Oh, you would be a kombucha bitch.
Whoa! Kombucha bitches!
I was going to say kombucha bitcha. Never mind. It didn't land, but.
Kombucha bitches,
good?
Assemble!
What's happening today?
It's really good.
Does it really taste good?
It's actually quite good, yeah.
It's less vinegary
than kombucha, I would say. Anyway, great. This is where we read stories you send in. It's a listener's episode. It's not about us. Okay.
Okay. It's about you and your family and your partner and however you celebrate. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you turn into trucks every now and then, that's okay.
It's okay with us.
All right. Wow. I guess there's no recovering, so let's just dive in.
Your turn.
Okay. Here is our first story. I was told that this is a Home for the Holidays themed episode, my friends.
Yep.
And Home for the Holidays is, when I hear that, I'm just triggered by the concept of Hallmark movies.
Oh, so, the best.
I hear Home for the Holidays and I think like a rugged man and he's a farmer. In a small town, and
he's a Christmas tree farmer. To be clear,
he is, and he's got like he's obviously a widower.
Obviously,
but that doesn't stop him from going to every game for his son, and they just kind of live it out. Actually, daughter, because he needs to be really emotional. Obviously.
Right.
And the writer's room changed that up.
Last minute.
Big hotshot lawyer comes into town. She's got to sign some last minute papers.
Her heel gets stuck in the mud at the Christmas tree farm.
And she doesn't know what to do. She hates this town. She goes up.
Stinks.
And he's the one that emotionally saves her because he has a daughter. And then at some point she falls in love with the town and him and herself all over again.
How will I do my lawyery duties?
Which is why when the big city calls, she's got to reconcile with what she really wants in life.
That's exactly right. The rubber meets the road.
And that was the first story of our listeners' episode. So here's the next one.
The end.
Okay. It's called Home for the Holidays Ghost Story by Kayla, who uses she, her pronouns. Thank you for normalizing pronouns, Kayla. And the story goes, I love it when they say hi to Eva first. Hey, Eva, and all the and that's why we drink crew.
Great.
Happy holidays. When Em said back home for the holiday stories, I did this. Okay.
Oh, good for you.
Sometimes I look at my mess and I go, oh, I did cause this. Okay.
Oh, that's mine? Oh, my mistake. I was confused. I thought someone else caused this.
I wasn't planning on having responsibility today, but okay.
So sorry.
When Em said back home for the holiday stories, I had to write this one in. So first, a little backstory. I have a little brother we'll call Alan, and we grew up in a turn-of-the-century farmhouse that my parents bought when I was 7 months old.
Mm.
Alan is 4 years younger than me, and when he was old enough to sleep in a bed, we got bunk beds. I took the top bunk, and Alan had the bottom bunk. If you're the top bunk, that means you reign supreme. I don't know if you needed to rehear that, but...
Yeah,
top bunk was...
I always had top bunk, but like you don't have siblings, but like it's just oldest gets top bunk, you know.
I guess so. You can trust that they won't roll out.
No, it's just because you get to choose because you're older.
Oh,
you know, you get the authority to decide.
I actually had a bunk bed growing up, and I had
you
both
would
bunks.
Yeah, you would. You would. I'm not surprised by that at all.
The second one was for all my dollies. So,
oh my god, nice.
Okay, so I took the top bunk. Alan had the bottom bunk. My parents' room at the time was upstairs, and our room was off of the dining room, which was connected to the front living room. So they're on a different floor than their parents. The living room and dining room were hardwood floors, and our room was carpeted. I promise all of this matters. Thank you for letting us know.
I love when they say that, because then I'm like, well, I would hope so. Because, like, what if it didn't matter?
You Sometimes know? We have gotten some stories where the information goes on. And like, I
wait, what about that? What about the carpet? What happened to the carpet? Thinking,
it will be relevant, but we're also on the last sentence. I'm getting scared. No. I appreciate the extra calming sentence here of I promise it matters.
Thanks.
As soon as we started sharing the bunk beds, Alan would fall out of his every night. Uh-huh. Aww. See, that's why he had needed
the bottom told line. You need a railing in there.
I would go wake up my parents so they could put him back in bed, because even as a toddler, this kid was huge. Oh, wow. Alan is listening somewhere right now going, well, oh, my
hey.
God. He's 6'5 now.
Oh,
Jesus,
shit.
Alan. Stop growing. So my dad installed a bed guard on the side of his bed, and it was about a foot tall, and Alan would still roll himself over the railing and fall to the floor and then stay completely asleep.
Oh, my God.
I respect his commitment to the nap. You know?
Yeah.
Eventually, I'd stop waking my parents up and start shaking him till he woke up, and I'd put him back in bed. However, this came with consequences, because when I'd wake him up, he'd start crying and tell me the old man that walks the floor made him fall out of bed.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
That's the end of the Christmas cheer you've been listening
no,
to.
Oh, no, no.
I told him it was a dream and put him back to bed every night. This went on for almost a year until we finished adding onto the house, renovations,
uh-huh.
And I got my own room and left Alan our old bedroom by himself.
Bye.
Yeah, you were like, peace out, Alan. Have a good time with that weird guy.
Have a good time on the floor.
I went on with my life and pretty much forgot all about this happening. Fast forward to my first year of college. Wow, really time traveling. Mm. And I came home for Christmas and found that I was now allergic to our family dog.
Oh, no.
Which is one of the saddest developments of my life.
Oh.
Because of this, I couldn't sleep well at night, so I slept in the recliner in the living room. My brother had a cold, coincidentally, and was sleeping in the second recliner closest to the front door. Now, like I mentioned earlier, Alan is 6'5", and at this time, a linebacker on the high school football team. What a scary, scary looking
what a scary person,
from
to
far
find
away.
In the dark in a recliner, like in the middle of the night. I feel like,
I know. But also like the number one person you want when you're walking down a street.
Fair point.
I was sleeping and something woke me up around 2 a.m. and it sounded like someone walking on hardwood floors in work boots. This was weird, though, because my parents had carpeted the living room by this time.
Oh, no.
Residual hauntings, my friends.
Oh, no.
I laid there for a minute trying to go back to sleep when I heard a noise over by Alan. I glance over and see him standing by the recliner looking down at where he had been sleeping.
Huh?
Ugh. Now we both have sleepwalking disorders, so I figured he was sleepwalking. Again, like you said, scary fucking shadow. Does he sleepwalking in the middle of the night? I call out, Alan, lay back down. You're sleepwalking. He doesn't respond, so I call out louder, Alan. And then the recliner sits up, and my brother sits up and says, what do you want? I'm sleeping.
He's in the recliner.
Truly? Absolutely not.
I hate it.
Wow, the goose cam hit both my arms at the same time this time. I'm still
Does
looking
it usually
at this...
go in waves?
It's usually one arm at a time for some reason, but this time it hit me in both elbows, got me in the knees, a little on the thighs. Ooh. It's all over the place. Oh my God. Okay. Wow. Let's recover. I'm still looking at this man who was just as big as my brother, standing by my brother, looking down at him, and I start screaming because I instantly think it's an intruder.
Sure.
Oh, and so scary that she can see this thing, but he can't.
Yeah, he's like, what do you want? And there's a person oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. My dad had a touch lamp by my chair, and without taking my eyes off the man, I hit the lamp and turn on the light. The man instantly disappeared. I started sputtering that there was a man right there and pointing towards the door. Alan turns and looks where I'm pointing, looks back to me, and says way too calmly, you mean the guy I told you about every night when we were kids? Yeah, he's still here.
Oh my God.
Then rolls over and goes back to sleep. This guy's so jaded. He has had to deal with this his whole life.
This
and he's
poor
like,
kid.
He's like, please don't give me information that's not new.
This poor kid.
Also, It'd be one thing if I knew that there was a ghost every night near me that used to like fuck with me as a little kid. But now you're a 6'5 linebacker.
Yeah.
And you're just so used to a man standing and staring at you while you sleep.
Like just watching you sleep.
Oof.
Forget it.
We've had a few more crazy experiences in that house, including my brother having such an intense nightmare of someone strangling him that he punched a hole through his wall.
Oh, God.
I never feel alone there, even when I am. Alan actually became a minister, and he's blessed the house a few times. Yeah, of course. Of course he became a minister. He was like, I no finally, choice. I know one way out of this.
He's like, basketball. Oh, wait, no. Football or football or ministry.
Jesus Christ.
Football or Jesus Christ.
It always feels better for a few months after he blesses the house, but then goes back to feeling icky.
Ooh.
I have a few more crazy stories about houses I lived in when in college, while I was in college, and I will have to write in later about them. I love you all, and have a great and safe holiday season. You're the first podcast I ever listened to, and you continue to be one of my absolute favorites. I love that I got to listen to your friendship grow.
Aww.
From Kayla.
That's so nice, Kayla. Woo. Wow, that's horrible. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, just, Kayla, for the nightmares.
What's freaking heinous.
You know, the thanks for the memories song. We just have to
thanks
change it
for
up.
The night. Yeah, I'll work on it.
And That's Why We Drink is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You won't want to miss Fluid Engine. This is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And I'll be honest, this is a game-changer. Back when I made the And That's Why We Drink website, I used Squarespace. This was obviously well before they were a sponsor, and we have used them ever since. And it's unbelievable how easy this tool is. If any of us, that's the coolest part, any of us on the team can log in and move some things around, update things. We don't need like a dedicated webmaster to figure it out for us because it's so accessible. I love Squarespace. I've made many websites with it before, and it's really easy to get started. You can get one of their Squarespace professional website templates to use. They have designs for every category and use case. Then you can customize your look, update content, add features to fit your unique needs. It's just a really, really cool service. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drink to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code ATWWD to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
Oh, that was spooky. Okay, this is from Michaela, she, her, and the subject is a December ghost story, like father, ooh, like son. Okay. I love when they have a little subtitle, you know?
I know, it's like I don't know what it does to me, but it does something.
Also, speaking of sons, Giovanni came in to sit, and he's just driving me absolutely nuts.
I actually woke up to record this episode from a dream that I was having about Gio.
No, really? That's cute. He probably knows. Look at him. He's like,
We were in San Francisco, and I was holding him like a little baby.
What?
I was holding, that's not the weirdest dream you've ever heard of.
No, but it's still weird.
I was holding him like a little baby, and he was like, his little tushy was in my lap, and I was holding his back up, and I was giving him a little kiss. He was giving me a little kiss. I was giving him a little kiss. He was giving me a little kiss. And we were just out by the water in San Francisco, and we were in the back of a truck, and it was driving around, but the wind was making his hairs look so majestic.
Yeah, he does love to get like a little, his mane flows in the wind, you know.
Mm. It's a good dream. Anyway, then I woke up to deal with you.
Sorry, so. I know. I'm realizing now how terrible that must have been.
It was not a bad experience, but it certainly I would have preferred to stay there.
Okay. Hello, Eva M., Christine, and all the babies. I am a longtime listener and first-time submitter and neighbor in the North, Canada, in case that wasn't clear.
My home, sweet home.
God, was this a singing episode? I was excited to share my story when I heard you were looking for December-themed suggestions. I think it might also fit the theme and hometown stories as they happen in my hometown of Yellowknife, Northwest Territories. Okay. And in my dad's hometown of Winnipeg, Manitoba. It starts off a little sad, but it gets better with time, as all things do. Well, that's very wise. Mm. When I was 9, my dad passed away of a sudden heart attack 10 days before Christmas. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
And 19 days before his next birthday, which was close to New Year's. Christmas was definitely always an exciting time for us and a great opportunity for friends and family to come together with all the festivities and events. You could imagine it came as quite of a shock and hit us hard that year. He was a pilot and worked long and busy hours as he loved what he did. Okay, now I'm getting emotional. A few days after his death, my mom was saying how she had begged him to fix the Christmas lights in our backyard for weeks before he passed. And in a classic dad way, he always confirmed that he would get to them soon.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well.
Also okay. In a very me way, in a very
M way. Yeah, I was
going
to say, I guess I'm a dad.
I guess we're dads now?
Poor Allison has to tell me something weeks in advance before it just becomes a real problem. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, she had asked him again the day before he passed, and he told her he would do it tomorrow. As we got home from the hospital the night after he died, my mom was quite surprised to see all the lights in our backyard turned on and brightly reflecting on the snow. Not one of them was broken as they had been before. I suppose he always kept his promises eventually.
Mm.
Oh,
that's moving.
He's passed away in the hospital. He's like, wait, before I go, one more thing I have to go do. I have to run home and fix the lights, I promised. Oh,
man, I really am trying to keep it together.
That night, I was laying in my bed trying to sleep when I suddenly felt the instinct to turn around and face my doorway. In it, I was surprised to see my dad's glowing figure leaning in the doorway and softly smiling to me. Yep. I was a bit frightened until I saw him turn away as if he was walking down to my mom's room. I chased after him down the hallway only to realize he was gone by the time I had gotten up. Mm. I believe it was his way to say goodbye to all of us that night. He had started at my brother's room, then mine, and then went to go see my mom. Oh my God.
That's also so... Well, first of all, that's very sweet. I think it's even cooler that you can like almost confirm part of the story of like, oh, I watched him walk to your room. Cause yes. Now it's like two perspectives of the same thing. Cause I think that's just like extra cool that like you got your own goodbye and you got to see him on his way to say goodbye to other people.
Okay. Well, get this. Years later, I was speaking with my mom and she confirmed that night she had a dream where he visited her to let her know he'd be gone for a little while, but that they would meet again. So that same night where she saw him walking to her mom's room, her mom saw him the same night. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
I was definitely shaken by the experience, but knew he was with me still. Through different experiences with psychics and healers, I've confirmed my suspicions and know that he is part of my spirit guides. There have been moments where I've felt his presence strongly, and it's always been very comforting. To tie in the second hometown story, years later, I was helping my mom drive across country from Yellowknife back to her hometown of Ottawa, where I had set up after university. It's quite the trek, and I decided to introduce her to my new favorite podcast, ATWWD.
Oh, well, I'm glad that we got a mention in this.
Thanks for letting us insert ourselves into your story.
Yeah.
Listening to the stories, I got curious and asked her if she had ever had any paranormal experiences or seen a ghost. I was surprised to hear that she had, and she began to explain the story. While my parents were dating in the late 80s, she and my dad were living in his hometown of Winnipeg in the home he had built. He was out working that night, and she was home alone. She was taking a bath when she heard the doorbell ring. Their home was in a new development and pretty out there and away from the regular city. She explained there weren't many houses built there yet and was surprised to think there would be visitors. For some reason, against better judgment, she decided to get out and dressed to sneak towards the door. She was curious but didn't want anyone to know that someone was home in case it was a weirdo.
Fair enough.
That is exactly the move. Thank God for Ring doorbell. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
There was a way to peer out a window from a side room to see who would be at the front door. She snuck through the house and managed to sneak a peek to see an older man with a hat waiting at the front door. She was a bit freaked out and felt vulnerable, naked and wet in her bathrobe. Yeah. Mm. So she went back upstairs and waited for the man to leave. He eventually did. When my dad got back home, she explained what had happened and who she had seen. My dad asked her more questions on the man's appearance and what he was wearing. She described the hat and his dress, and my dad got a weird look on his face. After a moment, he looked at her and confirmed, "I think that was my dad." My grandfather had died of a heart attack before my parents had met. My mom and I joked that he probably just wanted to check out my dad's new girlfriend and check in on them.
My family does the same thing, by the way. My grandpa, my mom prefaces everything with, "Well, he was a dirty old man, so he probably is really here for this, and this."
He was a weirdo all along, see?
Yeah.
Little did he know, he caught her at an awkward moment. Haha. So, like father, like son, I suppose. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the stories and will enjoy the holidays to come. I love listening to your podcast and always look forward to hearing stories when I have to leave for long drives. It's the best part of the trip. Take care, Michaela.
Aww.
What a beautiful story.
I also really liked her dad leaning in the doorway. That's exactly what happened to me with my grandpa.
I know. I saw you nodding. I was like, this is very familiar, Em.
Well, I...
Weren't you the same age or about? Or you
I was
were younger?
Seven.
Seven.
But I wonder what he did. I've always wondered for myself, like, what happened to my grandpa after I, like, closed my eyes and went back to sleep? Like, does he just fade away? Does he jump into the sky and
does he walk
away?
Like, yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
But it's interesting because I don't remember him walking to my mom's room or anything to say goodbye, but I do remember seeing, I don't actually remember him walking. I remember waking up and seeing him in the hallway. Mm-hmm. I remember waking up and seeing him leaning against the doorway. And then I remember waking up again and seeing him in my bedroom. Like every time I closed my eyes and opened them, it was a new, he was closer. But I wonder how he actually traveled through the hallway to my room. It's cool that I almost feel like I got confirmation of like, oh, he was able to walk.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, wow, that's still so stinking cool. I really do like that she got to confirm for her mom, like, I straight up saw him walk into your room, girl.
And then like, the mom was that like, dream oh, was not I crazy. Saw him that night, too. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Oy, oy, oy. Home for the holidays is going real good.
Oh, boy.
The next one, already a personal fave because they've got the double pronouns. This is from Jess, who uses she, they. Love it. A she, they. And the subject line is a real zoozy. A Christmas elf, a criminal, and a ghost go to the movies.
What? Wait, what? Sorry. Okay. Hold on. Start
a Christmas
through.
Elf.
Uh-huh.
Which, like, are we talking, like, Will Ferrell elf or, like, Elf on the Shelf?
I don't.
Or Keebler elf.
All of them are horrific. I don't want any of them.
So many versions of elves. Yeah. A Christmas elf, a criminal, and a ghost go to the movies. All right.
Okay.
I'll see how this goes.
I'm ready.
Oh, this is a lovely little introduction. Hello to friends of all shapes and sizes.
That's nice.
That's nice. You could be an elf. You could not be an elf. You could be a truck. You could be an elf. I've been listening since episode 16 and have wanted to write in for a while. And finally, at my partner's urging, I am ready to tell you one of my stories. My life has been full of fun stories as my parents were both in law enforcement. They literally met in jail. Okay, well, cool.
Not everyone can say that.
I need a story about that story, please. I need their meet cute in jail.
That'll be January's listener topic.
jail January stories. Okay.
Meet cutes in jail.
They literally met in jail, and with the women on my mom's side of the family being very sensitive to all things paranormal. Since the holiday season is upon us, I figured this is the perfect story to send in. Picture this. Oh, I've never heard someone actually say that in a sentence. Oh my, I'm immediately about to picture whatever you're going to say. Okay. Picture this. It's 2015, before everything went to shit, and I'm newly in college.
Aww.
I have always been theatrical and promptly surrounded myself with others from the theater department. When then preface is scary, I know. That December.
Ah! Sorry. Thought that was the punchline, the scary part. It's a horror story.
Picture this. Christine goes, ah! That December, my friends and I, who were part of a local student church organization, were invited to participate in a caroling event where we drove around an assisted living community on a hayride and sang with the old people.
Oh, that's really cute. That sounds like a Hallmark movie.
That does. That's how it ends, actually. Our story that, we wrote.
Yeah, they're all on the hayride. Is the hayride inside the... No, it's probably just like an outdoor community thing.
I don't know.
Sorry. I'm picturing like a nursing home, but I think it's probably like out. Like everybody has different... Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Jess should have written, picture this, picture before this. That
I'm
sentence.
I'm trying to picture it too carefully. I need to just let go of the details. Okay.
Okay. Remember how I said I'm super theatrical? It's more than you pictured. Well, picture this. Okay. I decided to go all out and dress as an elf in order to see the old people smile even more.
Or it's scream. Important,
or scream. And then we get another. It's important to the story, I promise.
Oh my Love gosh. This.
Things went well, and afterwards, all of us, six in total, decided that we wanted to go see the Krampus movie.
Yes.
I love how you started a church organization, then you're like, let's go to a movie about Satanus, Lucifer. Okay.
Oh, that's who's singing the choral verse in my body.
I always wanted to know all the names in your throat, and apparently it's just...
It's just okay. Demons, yeah.
Wow, my throat cannot keep it together. You're being particularly funny today, Christy.
So unhinged today. I don't know what's going on.
It's making my ADHD thrive.
I'm
though,
so sorry.
At every turn, there's a new stimulus. I'm like, what is happening? Okay, so they left church to go see Krampus.
Right, nice. As you That's should.
Picture that. Okay. Being in a relatively small town, the closest theater that was showing the flick, what is going on with your vernacular?
This is amazing.
I am loving this. Their flick. Okay. Being in a relatively small town, the closest theater that was showing the flick was an hour drive away and had a late showing that we could just barely make. We piled in a Suburban and we were off. And about 30 minutes out of town, the driver's car started acting up.
Uh-oh.
Lights were flashing. It was making a horrendous sound, and we ended up having to pull over on the side of the highway.
Oh, my God.
It was around 10 p.m., and it was pitch black outside. And we got out and did the usual, I'm looking under the hood and have no idea what I'm looking at, and then sent the, hey, mom, I'm stranded text with a picture under the hood asking for help.
Oh, no.
It was freezing, so we had all gotten back in the car in an effort to stay warm. As we began calling all the people we knew in the area, asking for a jump or at least a lift for most of us to go home without much luck at all. As we were trying to make a game plan, out of nowhere, a car came pulling up behind us and parked about 30 feet away with their brights on. Ooh, this could be really good or so, so bad.
I am already not loving this moment.
It's a real risky 50-50 flip of a coin.
It's actually not, because in the title it said a criminal. And so I'm waiting for the criminal to appear in the story. And if it weren't one of the senior citizens, I'm imagining it's this guy right here.
The story also said a Christmas elf. So I'm hoping like just a little
Isn't
people
she dressed
elf
as a Christmas elf?
Oh, shit. You're right. Okay.
Yeah, we got the elf.
Right.
So either this is a ghost pulling up or the criminal's coming later. I don't know. I'm not happy
about it. You're so right.
I'm not happy.
I immediately thought, hey, it's someone being nice who is going to help us. Let's talk with them. Okay. Well, that primes me to think you're wrong.
Yeah.
Now, I always thought I was a bright person, but my friends looked at me trying to climb out of the middle seat to talk to the stranger and immediately let me know how dumb I am.
Okay? Yes.
Number one, I was the only visibly female person in the car. And number two, we were alone on an unlit stretch of the highway with no cars visible for miles. Yeah, this is the perfect place to get jumped, for sure.
Yep. Wait, jumped in what way?
Oh, well, either,
they,
I guess.
They were asking for a jump of the car, but I think
that's true.
You mean like in a bad way. Okay.
Like
just
in
checking.
A bad way.
Okay.
Like no witnesses nearby. We were alone on an unlit stretch of the highway. And what might be the most important thing to the story is that, number three, I was still dressed as a Christmas elf.
Oh, no.
We debated what to do because the car had been sitting behind us for a few minutes without anyone coming out or making any effort to come help.
Absolutely. Red fucking flag.
Just open the car doors and just scatter. That's what you got to do. Just every
okay,
man for
I don't know
himself.
About. I don't know about that. Don't listen to M quite yet. Let me hear the rest of the story and then I'll confirm or deny what M says.
Okay, the car had been sitting behind us for a few minutes without anyone coming out or making any effort to come help. It was just there, sitting with its brights shining at us from behind. It began to feel very eerie, like we were being watched, or worse, like they were counting how many of us were in the car.
Ew!
During our conversation, another car pulls up directly in front of us. Oh, so now you're like trapped in there.
Good night.
We were literally boxed in by these two cars in the middle of nowhere in the dark. We ended up having my friend, who was a huge, intimidating looking dude in a suit.
Alan?
It's actually, this is Alan's sleep ghost. And this one he does
the old man.
When everyone's awake. We had him attempt to see what was up. About 2 seconds after he got out of the car and began walking to the car behind us, it pulled up to the car that was in front of us and parked parallel to it. And then a few moments later, they simultaneously drove away into the night.
This is bad news. Bad news. Wow. Big absolutely, bad news.
Absolutely no confirmation on like who these people were, bad if they knew people. Each other, if it was a trap.
For sure.
Oh, my God. Wow. The goose cam hit both the elbows again.
The funny we bones. Still...
Oh, right now they feel like the fucking scary bones. Because
it's not very funny.
Okay. So the cars drive away. And then Jess goes on to say, we still do not know what that was all about. Now, after all the excitement, I got a text from my mom that was in response to the picture I sent of us stranded. And her text simply said, Jess, ... there are 8 people in that picture. And we promptly lost our shit. And in the under the hood selfie, because they're taking a picture while under the hood.
Oh,
so
they of them, are probably of the group.
Yep. There was a very sinister looking face peering at me and my friends directly across from us with another slightly above our heads that looked as a sort of protector. I don't know why they were there, but my mom firmly believes that the picture showed a demonic spirit being fended off by a guardian keeping us safe.
Oh my God.
Sorry it was so long. I hope you have a very happy holidays, Jess. I was afraid that it was going to be like, oh, you could actually see the criminals.
The
in
criminals,
the picture,
me too.
Like taking a selfie with
like,
you before they did
that's
something.
That's out of a horror movie where it's like, wait, like a head count, and you're like, there's an extra person here. Who is it?
Yeah.
That's like out of a horror movie.
But that like, sounds like that creepypasta.
The one in the the one
in the trailer
in the
when there was like there was like somehow like there's always one more person by accident.
The group of friends out in the trailer. Forget it. Wow, that is spooky. And for your mom to be like, who are these other two?
Right.
I hate it. Well, I'm glad your friends did not let you get out of the car because clearly these other two cars had bad intentions.
Yeah, I wonder why they both pulled, like, to pull up implies that, like, they knew they had time to kill to, like, discuss in front of you.
They were probably waiting for the other one. Oh, you mean pull up to the other car?
Yeah,
they probably like pulled up and said, we gotta go, you know? Because they probably saw the 6-foot dude or whatever and were like, never mind. Like, they were probably waiting for the people to get out of the car to see who was in it, to see if they were, like, vulnerable enough. Then this big dude gets out of the car and they're like, you know what? Forget it. And they pull up to the other car and say, we're out of here.
By the way, like, whoever your friend is that had the fucking cojones to get out of a car during that situation and walk towards the other car and accidentally save
you,
all of you.
Because it wasn't, because yours was a little misguided. Originally, Jess was like, I'm going to get out of the car.
Yeah. Whoever the big, strong, scary person was that intimidated these people, please text them and say thank you. Because, wow, that... I'd be texting them every day being like, I can't believe you saved our lives. That's crazy.
So scary.
Ooh. I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you and your friends
too.
Are okay.
Could have gone really bad, you know? Mm. Okay. So this is one called... Oh, so let me see. This is from Laura, she, her, and the subject is December True Crime Small Town Listener Story. Little League Baseball Gone Wild.
Wow, that is not a Hallmark movie title, but
not really. Hi, Eva, Christine, and M. I'm a longtime listener and huge fan. Your stories have gotten me through a lot of laundry, vacuuming, and long drives. When Christine and M asked for a listener story about hometowns, I knew this was my chance to finally write in. Buckle up for a wild one.
My hometown, located in rural Maryland, is small and quaint. Not much happens here other than typical small town stuff. That was until November of 2006, when our small town was hit with some big drama. Em is ready.
Look, you say drama, I come a-running.
Over what, you may ask? Little League Baseball, of course. It started on the best kind. It started, oddly enough, in September of 2005 when a teacher at our local middle school, let's call her Mrs. S, received a sealed letter from a mystery woman urging her to search a student's locker for knives. She brings the letter to the administration, who look into the matter but find nothing. 2 days later, the same student's father finds a letter threatening his son on the windshield of his vehicle. Jesus. What? Less than 15 days after that, four additional middle school students find letters in their lockers that reference bombs. Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Additional threatening letters are found by the middle school staff as well. On November 3rd, Mrs. S tells the middle school vice principal that she received a call from a young boy. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I have goose cam.
What?
From a young boy saying, tick, tock, tick, tock.
Absolutely not. Truly forget it. But oh my God.
But when the phone records were checked, no call was listed.
What? That freaks me out because that, first of all, I like so badly want it to be a ghost story, so it's not real. But also it could, that means like it's, there's someone smarter. I can like go against the phone system.
They can
like
dial *67 or whatever blocks your phone number.
Oh, right. I forgot about *67.
I don't know. I don't know if they meant like there was no call at all listed. On November 21st, 2005, a note was found in the middle school bathroom reading, tick, tock, tick, tock. Is it a bomb or is it a clock? Jesus Christ.
Ew. Oh, my
this
God.
This is horrific. I'm, like, really scared,
oh, my
actually.
God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
At this point, the building is evacuated. Luckily, yeah, no bomb was found on the school property, but by this point, the whole town is buzzing with who would do this. On December 22nd, 2005,
What?
Mrs. S was indicted for stalking and the multiple bomb threats.
Wait, it was the teacher?
Uh-huh. Wait, well, I don't know if it's a teacher, but she was indicted for this, so.
Okay.
Indicted for stalking and the multiple bomb threats, but the threatening letters do not stop. From March 31st to April 21st, these same middle school students continue to receive threatening letters in the mail. Mrs. Oh. S was convicted for the multiple bomb threats and stalking in April of 2007. The police were able to trace the bomb threat letters to Mrs. S's work computer where she had printed them off. So stupid.
Oh, Mrs. S.
Mrs. S. Remember when Mrs. S, remember when M called you like technologically savvy, but really it's because you were lying about a phone call.
Now it makes sense. Okay,
It does. I didn't get it either. They were even able to match the stamps from the mailed letters to ones found in Mrs. S's home. Do you think they were like the ones that are like Daffy Duck or whatever? Like the ones that are
little kittens like wrestling on a ball of yarn. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like all the money goes to the Humane Society. It also didn't help that Mrs. S had called the postmaster to check if mail could be traced. Oy, Mrs. Oy. S.
That's kind of like the an old school version of like Googling like how to throw yes. away a body.
Yeah. How to not get caught stabbing someone to death. Right. Yeah, which happens like quite a lot when they go back and search people's Google history. Like that, yeah. They just have these searches and they're like, well, that's just circumstantial. And I'm like, circumstantial doesn't always mean like irrelevant though, you know? Like, it's still pretty relevant.
Boy.
Now, why would a middle school teacher married with two young boys, one in middle school and the other in elementary at the time, do such a thing? Well, her oldest son had not made the Little League baseball team. So she had resorted to stalking and harassing the young boys who did make the team in the hopes that she might spook them off so that her son could have a chance on the team.
Mrs. S, there's Mrs. other ways S. to
there's
handle
other
that.
There's sports.
There's like, what, one Little League team couldn't just like
my
do the
gosh
the local community one or something? Oh my God.
There's also, a theater club maybe?
There's certainly other things to do. But also, let's take a second and think of how fucking traumatized this poor middle school.
It's terrible.
To know
two,
that, like,
two
your
kids.
Mom.
Yeah, and your mom's that one in the small town. Ooh. Like, no one's going to forget that. Terrible. Mm. This all started when I was in sixth grade with none other than Mrs. S as my social studies teacher. Wow. So,
oh God,
was in the freaking class. Oh my God, this is wild. She was a little quirky and sometimes eccentric, but it is crazy how you truly do not know what someone is capable of, even when you sit in the front row of their class. Ooh. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, it says, I hope this wasn't too long, and if you have a chance to read it during the December listener stories, I will surely lose my mind.
Well, goodbye to your mind, Laura.
Goodbye to ours, too, because that was quite a doozy. Oh, I have a goose cam. That was a great fucking true crime story. Like, small town, drama, like, plot twist, you know? Headiness.
I feel like if I were even a student in that class, though, I would second guess everything I ever was taught to believe in that class. I'd be like, oh, shit. Like
are we sure Czechoslovakia is not Czechoslovakia anymore? Because I'm not really sure. I feel like I can't trust anything Mrs. S says.
I know. Oh, and middle school is so brutal. That poor kid.
Middle
you know,
school's
he, like,
hard enough.
That poor kid could never be on the Little League team ever again.
Oh, he couldn't even probably look at any. I mean, the fact that parents were getting like letters on their windshields threatening their kids. Who puts a bomb threat in a freaking kid's bathroom? I mean, clearly there were other stuff probably behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But wow. Sorry. Let me just finish this. Sending you all well wishes and holiday spirit. Love, Laura.
Oh, wow, Laura. Thanks, Laura.
I just
want to
finish up.
Whew. Wow. No, that's certainly a doozy. It definitely could be the beginnings of a Hallmark. I think it could be.
I think we gotta soften the edges a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not sure about the bomb threat part. I feel like maybe they don't like that word in their holiday films.
Oh, certainly not. They would call it a clock. TikTok, TikTok. Oh, that would be the name of the Hallmark movie, maybe.
TikTok?
I don't know.
I think that's taken by an app that the youths are using.
Oh, okay. Good call. Yeah. Good call. Thank you, Laura. And also so sorry for the probable trauma that's come from that.
My teacher's bomb threatening my school as I sit in her class front row.
I feel bad. All the other teachers that came after you probably were like, oh my God, I have to really I have to make them like school again. Like I was already at a disadvantage.
They're so
here.
They're scared of me now.
Yeah.
Explore new possibilities, pleasure zones, and find your vibe at funlove.com. Funlove.com is a leading online retailer of sensual health and wellness products, offering a wide array of premier brands of toys, lingerie, and accessories. I know I've talked about it before, but we received the most lovely gift basket from Funlove. First of all, I didn't know what it was at first, and then when I pulled out a vibrator, I thought, oh boy, this is not your everyday fruit basket. There was everything, I'm telling you, from sexy perfumes to toys to vibrators to lube. I mean, I gotta say, it's like a one-stop shop, okay? If you go to funlove.com and you're looking for maybe a romantic evening, either with a loved one or with yourself, they've got what you're looking for, I can promise you. So what are you waiting for? Explore, discover, indulge, and make love fun by visiting funlove.com. And if you live in Arizona or Colorado, check out one of their 18 store locations. Hey, maybe I'll stop by when I'm in town.
And for a limited time, you can save 30% off your first order when you use the code DRINK at funlove.com. Head to funlove.com today and use code DRINK at checkout to save 30% off your first order.
Visit funlove.com today.
We all want our cats to be healthy and happy because, of course, that makes us happy too. But because we're not mind readers, we don't always know when they're unwell. And cats can be kind of standoffish about sharing their emotions and feelings. So helping us keep tabs on our cat's health is just one reason you should use Pretty Litter. Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly, so there is no more cat bathroom smell. Hooray! Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust. Plus, the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can. Here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It changes colors to help monitor early signs of potential illness in our cats, including urinary tract infection and kidney issues. And Pretty Litter ships free right to our door in a small, lightweight bag. This is ingenious, folks. Pretty Litter has been a part of our lives for many, many years. I just think it's the coolest product. It gives you the peace of mind knowing that you can sense something is wrong depending on the color of the litter. And it's so much easier than going to the store and lugging all that dusty litter home. You know how that goes. And the smell. There's no smell. It's amazing. Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on my cat's health and keeps odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/ATWWD and use code ATWWD to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/ATWWD, code ATWWD to save 20%. prettylitter.com/ATWWD, code ATWWD. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The next one, you're going to like this one, I think.
Ooh, okay.
This is from Daphne, who's a she, her pronouns. Thank you for memorizing pronouns.
I love that name, Daphne.
And Daphne's story is called Poltergeist Farmer.
Well, you know I love it. I love it already.
I feel like it's pretty similar to Poltergeist Cowboys. I feel like the aesthetic is the same. Yes, it's
a similar thing. Or a miner. Like, not a kid miner, but like a coal miner. Those three ghosts just... nailing it.
You really like ghosts in the form of like jobs that don't get enough credit.
Old-timey, yes, uniformed positions that are kind of obsolete now and like
something's
don't get enough
there.
Credit.
I think you need to unpack that. But
I think you're 100% right. Like jobs of the past that were once like
underappreciated.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Em, you're really getting
everyone's got a thing. That's your thing.
It's my thing. Sorry.
All right. No, to apologize. Everyone's got their thing.
Right.
Okay. Hello, Eva, M, Christine, and that's why I drink solidified fruits and peeps. Wow. My name is Daphne, and I have a winter/generational story to tell you.
Oh, la la.
I got a huge update on the story this year, 2022, and the possible era of the entity I encountered in 2008. To better understand my story, wow, I'm really loving the people who like brought context to the fucking table today.
Wow.
To better understand my story, I need to give you a brief background of myself. I was raised in a spiritualist household. Oh, Daphne, we could ask you a million questions.
Are you
about
200?
That.
Were you born in 1805? All I know about spiritualism is that M tells me it happened in like 1820.
Honestly, if you are 200 years old, could you please write back via Ouija board? That'd be great. Thank you.
Yes.
I was raised in a spiritualist household where my mother was the primary caretaker regarding our spiritual lives.
Mm. Oh.
Naturally, my family is very open when the subject is about entities and spirit. As a child, I was susceptible to that realm. A cool way to say that, but also I'm so scared for you.
Susceptible to that realm, you know? That's like, we should tell the person earlier who was, what was her name? Hold on. We should tell Kayla when she's allergic to her dog. She's just susceptible to that realm now.
Also, your poor 6'5 linebacker brother was really susceptible to that realm
because
he kept getting just chucked out of his bed every night.
Do you think that ghost was trying to like pull him out of the recliner? Like, shit. When he's in the bunk bed, I can just roll him off. When he's in this recliner, what do I do? Pull him by his ankle?
Actually, that's a great point. Like, what is with the physical aggression every night?
Does he want the bed? Like, now you have the bed. He's not in the bed. Go sleep in the bunk
bed. Does he want a buddy? Like, he's trying to wake him up? Or
yeah, I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
I don't know, but I hate that he still hasn't figured it out years later.
Yeah, he needs to get a new hobby.
Yeah. All right. So in case you forgot, Daphne's susceptible to the realm.
Sure.
My father has always supported this decision, even though his foundation was Catholicism. Gotcha.
Aww.
So he's an open-minded dad.
Love it.
My grandparents from my father's side are Catholics with a military background, and they moved a lot in Ecuador, which means many different houses and many different energies in those houses. So anything related to spirits and haunting was just gibberish talk. Nowadays, one of my aunts and cousins... lives in the same household as my grandparents, and let's call her Aunt Daisy.
Okay.
At the Christmas of 2008, my father and I visited my grandparents in Ecuador. This was my first time staying at their place, and the house was on a mountain with a green field to raise sheep and chickens, which was a farmer's land. The first thing you see when you walk into the house is my aunt's bedroom, a two-seated couch, and the dining room. Our bedroom door also faces this specific couch. I have a feeling someone's going to be sitting in this couch eventually, and they won't be alive. The second I stepped in, I thought it was odd that my aunt's door had a tiny, tiny window.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm okay with this so far.
I'm not. I'm like, oh, no, a window.
Even more bizarre was an embroidered image of Mother Mary on a white towel covering the glass. Okay,
told
that
you.
Makes it weird.
Told
to me.
You. I heard Catholics. I heard windows. I heard, I don't know. I'm just not loving this. I know something bad's happening.
I know window. I mean, a window is just a bigger peephole, you know?
That's what I always say.
And a peephole is just a tiny, tiny window, you know? but then if you're covering it, I don't know, maybe, I don't know your reasonings, but okay. So it's covering the glass. My aunt's weird, so I didn't think much about it because I focused on staying warm and getting rid of my goosebumps. Ooh. The following 2 days were lovely, but I got goosebumps whenever I passed by the couch and my Aunt Daisy's door. That evening, my cousin wanted to show me her bedroom. She sleeps in the same room as my aunt. It was cute and adorable, but full of Mother Mary images, Jesus in all corners, and her windows were all shut. It was so damn cold and creepy that I wanted to run out of there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I feel like if there's an emphasis in only one room of religious, like, that's relics,
what I'm, yeah,
and characters.
That's what's weird. It's like, what are you doing? What's happening in that room?
Yeah, something's trying to be warded out of that room for sure. After dinner, we all went to bed. Later that night, I woke up to go to the bathroom, half asleep and half cold. The only light brightening the house was the moonlight. I walked out of the room trying to be very quiet, tiptoed toward the bathroom, and then I felt a chilling glare coming from the couch.
Ugh.
I stopped in my tracks and slowly turned to see a tall, pale man with pitch black robe-looking clothes, wearing a tall black hat, just looking into my soul.
Ugh.
He was skinny, yet his clothes were so long. He looked over 6 feet tall, Alan. I blinked a couple of times thinking it was my imagination, but the more I blinked, the colder I would get and the darker and angrier his face would get.
Oh, so he's like, yeah, you see me. I'm not going anywhere.
He's like, oh, okay, you can see me. And boom, made it worse. And boom, ooh, I made it worse. Ugh. This was probably a 3-second stare, but enough for me to lock myself in the bathroom, turn on the lights, and just cry on top of the toilet.
Oh no, you poor thing.
And also, like, I would absolutely just sleep in that bathroom.
I'm not leaving the bathroom. No.
Absolutely not.
Hell no.
Oh, and so like, oh God, the outfit, I can't even guess what this person was.
Yeah, it sounds like a hat man almost, but like more. It sounds like, did you watch Haunting of Hill House? Like the guy with the cane who like goes down the hallway.
No, but that's... was that character in a lot of promos? Because I feel like I've
seen
it. Yeah,
anyway. It was like a hat and he had a cane and he like scooched himself down the hallway, but he had these like long cloak kind of jacket robe situation.
That's what it sounds like to me. Ugh. Yuck. Just staring and staring and staring. Oh God. I'm just like, don't you have anything else better to do? Like, why are you staring?
Get a hobby. What? How many times do I have to tell these people?
Like, come on. I was trembling like a leaf, cold like ice, and my inner spirit was so disturbed that I couldn't pray. Oh my God, that's such a twisted sentence. After calming down, I returned to my room and went to bed. First of all, proud of you for leaving that bathroom because
I'm in the bathroom. I'm staying.
Never mentioned a word to anyone until 2016. Got it. So you've been traumatized ever since. That's what I just heard. I was talking to my mom about the shadow figures from my bedroom. This is a story for another time.
Oh, sure.
And I remembered the tall, skinny farmer from my grandparents' house. Halfway through my sentence, my mother completed the description perfectly. She saw the exact figure before she got married to my father.
And then she still got married to him? I've been like, I'm running away from these people.
I was going to say, I was like, if I've never seen this creature before and now I'm seeing it right before my wedding, I'm like, omen, 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 omen.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love you. It's not you. It's not me. It's absolutely that fucking guy on the couch.
It's that poltergeist farmer. Okay. We all understand, right?
I would at the very least be like, I'm going to marry you, but if this goes south, I want you to know that we were fucking warned.
Yeah.
And
we turned our backs to the omen.
Yeah, exactly. She told me she saw spirits haunting my Aunt Daisy when my parents were dating around the 1980s.
What?
My aunt, maybe your husband, maybe your dad brought something in. It sounds like only since he got there have these things been showing up.
Wait, what do you mean?
She's saying ever since her parents started dating, that was the first time even her mom had this experience.
Well, it sounds like the mom. No, I think the mom, it's the dad's family.
So the mom started dating him and met the family. And
you're right. So it's in the dad's family. Okay.
Right, right.
My aunt couldn't sleep for weeks because a poltergeist was pulling her off the bed by the feet.
I don't like that we had two of these same fucking stories.
Pulling her hair and just being mean to her.
Ugh. Why is everyone pulling each other off the bed?
She told me she saw spirits haunting my Aunt Daisy. My aunt. Oh my God. I was like rereading it, hoping I was wrong.
It was being really nice to her the whole time. Yeah. Sorry.
They
I misread
actually
it.
Just hugged. Shit. Okay, that's awful. My mom asked if she told my grandparents, but my aunt would reply, "Oh, this is all in my head. Oh. I'm just imagining things."
Oh. No.
And then it says, "I wonder where she got that idea. Thanks, priests."
Thanks, priests.
I didn't say it, but you sure did.
My favorite Halloween costume, still not my favorite. One of my favorites was the guy dressed as a priest and says, "You're welcome."
Yeah. For our, I think it was our New Orleans show, but yeah. For one of our Halloween shows when we did the costume contest, someone dressed up as a priest. It's a good time. So a way to cope with the haunting for her was to keep a little blind on her door window so the ghosts wouldn't bother her.
It's sad that she had to just tell herself she was imagining it.
I hate that. Also, I wonder what the trial and error process was for figuring out how to do something that would allow the ghosts to not bother her. Because think the ghosts would just be like, okay, well, that was a cute little decoration you did. I'm just going to keep fucking with you.
Being raised Catholic, you're like, well, what else is there to do except put Mother Mary everywhere?
Honestly, true.
I imagine that's what a lot of Catholics would do.
Wasn't even raised Catholic. And if something was going on, I'd be like, oh, Mother Mary.
Ding dong.
I'm willing to try anything. Let's go. All right. Well, being a badass independent woman, my mom confronted the ghosts by praying them out of my Aunt Daisy's bedroom that night. The energy went from chaos to peace and they all went to bed. How does your mom pray? Because I need her to come just sit in my closet every now and then.
Yeah.
Shortly after, my mom was awakened by someone sitting on her feet.
Okay, never mind. I don't want her in my house.
You're uninvited. Her body was paralyzed, but she could move her eyes and mouth. Oh, she's having like one of those like sleep paralysis situations. Inches away from her face, she see. Oh my God, Christine.
What?
Inches away from her face. So this is after she has prayed it out of Aunt Daisy's room and
confronted them.
Confronted them. So now I think in retaliation.
Great.
They did not like being confronted.
Of course, it has to wait till she's asleep and vulnerable because it's
of course
rude.
Well, remember, she's susceptible to the realm. So.
Sure.
The energy went from chaos to peace. Shortly after, my mom wakes up to someone sitting on her feet. Her body is paralyzed. She could move her eyes and mouth. Inches away from her face, she sees a pale man cursing and saying, "Mind your business." With a chill air coming from this dark figure.
Oh, no.
It was the tall farmer threatening her, the same one I'd seen 14 years ago. She said she was slightly afraid, but fought back, telling him he couldn't do anything to her or my father and to let them be. Girl, that's way too bold. I would be like, obviously
he can do something.
I'd be like, you know what? You have let your power show and I see it. And
I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
I would be like, agree to disagree at the bare minimum, please.
It's none of my business. You're right.
Holy shit. Like for you to go like, there's nothing you can do. It's like, girl, you can't move right now. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Fighting words, but I guess she was like, what are you gonna do about it?
What a badass.
She said she was slightly afraid but fought back, telling him he can't do anything about it and to let them be. He disappeared that same night but returned once more when my mother moved out of my grandparents' house. She felt his presence standing by my aunt's bedroom, glaring at my mother during the move.
That's
so weird, almost like she got away from him. Which makes me think he's
just like happy she's finally leaving him with the aunt.
She never spoke about it to anyone until that day with me. Gross.
Wow.
Oh, that's so scary.
I wonder how many stories people are holding that they just haven't confirmed with each other, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we need like a group therapy session where we all just get together and tell our stories. Then there's
that's
a section
kind of
here...
what we are doing. But okay.
Actually, that's so true. There's a section here now called Huge Update.
Oh, okay.
My father visited me in Florida this year, and his dad's youngest sister, so his aunt, who lives in the same city as me, had a dinner party to celebrate his visit. That night, she showed us old pictures of them and the family that I never got to see before. Throughout the albums, I saw an old man with my dad, and my heart skipped a beat. The old man was my great-grandfather, and he had the same clothes as the poltergeist farmer. I pointed at him and yelled, "That's it." He was wearing a short hat with an unusually tall, high-collar shirt, no robe in the picture. And I asked my dad and aunt about my great-grandfather's outfit and where they were living. They replied that they lived on the same farmer's land I visited back in 2008, and those outfits were typical in my great-grandfather's time. I knew it wasn't him because the energy behind the picture was very positive, and he was still alive when my Aunt Daisy was a kid.
Okay, good.
With that new information, I could finally grasp when the annoyed farmer died and started to haunt my Aunt Daisy.
Wow.
I believe that good and bad energy can distort and shape the spirit in the spiritual realm, which could explain why the poltergeist farmer was very lengthy. Or it could be that he was a foreigner living in Ecuador around my great-grandfather's time. Oy.
Dear Lord.
Thank you for reading this, and so sorry for the long story. This one still creeps me out because it was the first time I saw a human-looking figure staring into my soul.
Hopefully the last.
I know. What does that mean? I had many encounters with other entities, but they never acknowledged my existence until this farmer. Wish you all the best. Love you all, and thank you for doing a show on my birthday, April 1st. Happy holiday and new year ahead. And then also, I included an illustration of the farmer.
Well, I don't know about this. Okay, we can't see it on here.
Yeah, we can't see it on here, but maybe I'm sure Eva's got to
forward it to us or something.
Yeah. But anyway, ooh. Holy moly, that is one okay,
Eva's
silly
grabbing the story.
Story.
I mean, I'm sorry, the photo. But in the meantime, let me just say, ugh. That is no
she said
good.
It, like, evil can like warp a person, and that's why he was like... I never even thought about
that. You know, I've heard that actually because I think it was in Kindred Spirits that like people can kind of show themselves in a way they want to be, like if they want to be menacing, they can make themselves look a certain way, more menacing, taller, creepier, more demonic.
I'm so lucky. Like anytime I have seen something, it was always good or neutral. Or like they didn't, that's if they knew who I was. I feel like I've seen things before that like I just like walked in on a residual haunting.
Right,
but like,
right.
I'm so lucky I've never seen a negative, intelligent haunting staring at me and acknowledging me.
I mean, knock
me
on wood, me neither.
I have felt things, but I've never seen anything. I'm so lucky to not be one of those people, and I feel so bad for people who've had to deal with that.
I agree. Eva sent the photo, BTW, and it's just terrible.
Truly, I swear to God, I'm so over it.
Eva, can we write them back and ask if we can post this on Instagram for people to see? Because it like is so upsetting to look at.
Honestly, like I feel like it's staring at me. And you know how like I don't like talking about the ghost that we were talking to in New Orleans because I feel like if I say his name, we're like almost welcoming it back. I feel like by looking in this picture's eyes too long, we're giving it energy. And
then
I'm like,
hey, let's put
through.
It on Instagram, make everyone else look Ooh. At it.
Let me just do a quick, I think I've got my wand, my Salem wand next to me, and I'm just going to intentionally.
Wow, Em, good job.
I do this by myself sometimes in my room when I feel something creepy show up. I just go, no, thank you. No, thank you. And then it just kind of goes away. So I hope whatever I just brought in, I took out at the same time. That
Great.
Was awful.
I'm feeling Woo! Fine.
Go to Christine's house. That's what I want.
No, stop it. Don't say that.
I'm just kidding. Don't. Just go
I
somewhere
have a
else.
Baby and a dog.
Yeah, go somewhere else. Not here. Not her. Eva's house. No, I don't know.
No,
somewhere.
Ed, what the fuck is wrong with you? Jesus. Okay. All right.
Go back to the other side where I'm not susceptible to the realm.
This is from Valerie, she, her. The subject is hometown Christmas ghost, human bone under my bed? Question mark.
Absolutely not.
Hi, Eva, M. Christine, human baby, lemon baby, and fur babies. To preface, I was a huge rock collector as a kid. Oh, that's so cute, and I love it so much.
That's the best context we've gotten so far.
I love it. Yeah. If you were a rock collector, that is part of the information we will now be. We'll add it to the form on our website.
Yeah.
You know, yes or no, a drop-down menu. I was a huge rock collector as a kid. I know, nerd. I visited Antietam Battlefield when I was in eighth grade, found a pretty rock, and kept it. Turns out, it was a human shoulder bone from the Civil War.
Oh my god. Wow, it really could have been so many other things. And
what? It could have been a rock. It could have literally just been a fucking rock.
And yet you found the jackpot, I guess, in some way.
Ooh, I just got chills. It's sort of like, I wonder if you were like, wow, that looks like different from all the other rocks, or if you were like drawn to the bone, you know, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. If you were like spiritually something was drawing you to it.
Take this with you. Yeah.
Can you imagine if you die one day in a field, obviously quickly and because it was
painlessly,
painlessly
natural
and
causes.
At the age of 150,000, yes.
Yeah. That's exactly, how did you know? That's exactly how I want to go.
In the exact perfect, under the the exact perfect conditions, if you die in a field, imagine
picture
like,
this.
If your body just over time just disintegrates back into the earth, what's it like to know that, like, what if you died then, like, 50 years from now? There's just a child just carrying your fucking shoulder
I'm like,
around.
Hey!
Like, I wasn't done.
Put that back. That's not for you and your little, you know, those rock polishing kits that where they you press the button and it just swooshes around like a hurricane.
You can just hear clank, 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 clank.
It's my shoulder bone.
But also, like, to know that whoever's shoulder it was, to know that your shoulder was so well
polished.
Taken care of and so loved.
So polished and, you're right, like really cared for. That's true. Instead of just stepped on all the time, you know? That's a good
true.
Point. Oh my God, I can't. I'm like one sentence in. I can't get over this story. Okay. Let's see. Oh, all right. Turns out it was a human shoulder bone. Okay, sure. We took it to a museum to find out what it was after my dad noticed it didn't look like a rock.
Your dad was like, I have a fucking hunch that something's up.
I was like, I thought this was a safe hobby for my child.
Imagine if your dad was like the chief of like the FBI and is like, I've seen so rocks
seriously.
Like that before.
Yeah. He's like, my child brings a fucking bone home. Oh,
it's like,
no.
I've got a 13-year-old kid who I know is just grabbing shit from the ground and something's wrong.
Oh, God. Okay. Whew. So they found out it was a shoulder bone. I guess the museum said, take it back home. You can have it because she didn't know what to do with it. So she kept it under her bed. Yep. So she says that's when the weird things started. After that, there was always something a little off about Christmas time.
Oh,
this
so
is
weird.
Giving me the creeps already. It started small at first. Tape and scissors would go missing when we were wrapping presents. At dinner one evening, a tray of freshly baked gingerbread we had sitting on the stove just disappeared.
What? That's a glitch in the Matrix.
That's creepy. The tray was there, the cookies gone. We were very confused until we found them all sitting around a gingerbread house in the family room.
Ew.
Ooh.
See, I was gonna go in real hard with the we know that's me as a ghost. I would gobble
for
up everyone's
sure.
fucking snacks.
Or the not, dog.
Not in a million years would I just move them. Unless, like, but then that's extra creepy because it's so intentional.
And I put it with the gingerbread house, which is like, it knows what to do with it. Oh, and also, what is it so impatient? It's like, those don't go there. Those go here. It's like, what are you?
I like how they once the cookies cooled down, they probably would have been brought to the house.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, this ghost is like, I'll
take a chill pill. Yeah, we're getting to it.
It's like you're dragging your fucking
feet.
We're
still looking for the tape. Okay. All of us were sitting at the table, so we could not have moved them. As Christmas drew closer, we would hear laughter around midnight or 1 a.m.
Ew.
Ugh. We were never scared of this entity, as it just liked to play tricks on us. It got to the point where we knew they were playing games, and we would speak out loud to them asking if they would please return our wrapping accessories. We would leave the room to let them. As soon as we returned to the room, the missing item would be sitting right on top of the wrapping paper.
See, that's like, but okay, but that is like, first of all, Penn and Teller who, like, you know,
if yeah you, right step
if
aside.
You brought them over, they'd be like, holy shit, I can't explain that. Also, that actually is something I've done when I've lost something. I will for some reason convince myself a ghost stole it and they think it's hysterical. And so a lot of times when I'm losing something, I will out loud say, like, whoever you are that just took it, like, haha, joke's over, like, I really need you to just, I need it really badly, can you please put it somewhere? And I will leave the apartment and think, like, in the next half an hour it will just manifest.
Does
and
it
no oh but, like, I'm so
I was like, wow, that's amazing.
I'm so jealous of this family where, like, they actually can use an excuse and get results from it.
Except, to be fair, there are probably times where they actually lose something and they're like, well, not the ghost's like, I didn't take it. sorry, you dropped it in the driveway. You know what I mean?
I wonder if you could start making it do other things, like instead of showing, instead of having it bring you things that you've lost, I wonder if you could get it to just take things away, you know?
Take what? Like the trash out?
Maybe. Or like, I don't know, if you just wanted to like piss off your brother and just be like, steal his phone real quick. Just steal his phone.
I'm just going to slide this over to you.
And just see if it, just see if it goes away. Just see if it goes missing. Yeah.
Wow, that would be something. That would be a Hallmark movie, you know.
That would be
a Disney Channel original.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I moved to North Carolina, and the entity followed me. Oh no.
Fuck.
And this is scary. That Christmas, my scissors went missing. I don't like when the sharp weapon goes missing. Then it's like, maybe let's not play with that, you know?
Yeah, cotton balls, little pillows.
Yes, yes. Tape, fine. But socks. I don't know about this scissors thing. I asked them to please return my scissors. I went outside, came back in. Oh, my God. Sorry. Whoa. Okay. Wow.
What?
I went outside. Oh, I went outside, came back in, and the scissors were standing straight up on the point in the middle of the paper.
Oh, no. Now it is way too sentient. No, 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 no.
Oh, my God.
Nah, I take it back. I've never actually wanted to see results like that in my own home.
You're jealous of these people. Oh, no.
Fully take it back. I don't want that. No, thank you.
And the scissors were sitting straight up on the point in the middle of the wrapping paper. Ugh. Now, I had a feeling this entity was stuck to that human bone in my room. When I returned,
you think?
Yeah. When I returned to my childhood bedroom last year, I took the bone and buried it outside. Last Christmas, we had no ghostly encounters. I was about to say, I wonder if they miss the ghost. And then she wrote, part of me misses the ghost. And part of me is happy they likely passed to the other side. Thanks for reading. I love the show and look forward to many more episodes. Mary Kremet.
Oh, God. Not Mary Kremet. What a way to end this. I wonder. It's so interesting that like something as like, I don't often think about my shoulder bone. I don't.
It's hard to believe, huh? Because I, you know, most of us think about it all the time. But
well, to think that like if something were to happen to me and like something as random and arbitrary as my shoulder bone
you're
is
like,
what's keeping
what
me
I'm
on the side
to? I'm stuck to that.
I'd be pissed. I'd be like, are you kidding me? Like, enough of me is buried. I'm ready to go. Like,
yeah, like I was there for how many decades and now all of a sudden like I'm in a rock collection.
Some like teenager just grabbed you from the ground and now you can't rest.
Yeah, it makes me worried like how many other people are just stuck for dumb reasons like that, you know?
Yeah, I wonder how many like people are haunted and they're like, I have no idea why. And they're just like, my bones, you have them.
That's not a rock. Ask your dad. He knows. Oh, my God. Well, that's crazy. I like that the story was not like really horrific. It was just like, you know, the guy hung around at Christmas time. It's really interesting that it was always at Christmas time, too.
I wonder if he just like wanted companionship and like family or something. Or maybe he died on Christmas. Maybe his birthday was Christmas. Maybe
he just loved Christmas, like many of us do. Wow.
Oh,
what a story.
Wow.
What a fucking story. The fact that the scissors, I can't.
That was a bold call. That was the ghost getting a little too comfy for my taste.
I think so. I'm glad that you recognize that too, Valerie, to be like, okay, time to put the bone out in the yard and bury it, you know?
I wonder if he was just over not getting a crossover and he was like, I'm going to do something that should probably
super
shake
dramatic
them, just so they know that I'm over it. I know it's gonna make them over it. Just so you know, if I go before you, Christine, and at some point part of me gets stolen from the earth and thus I cannot rest, you will start finding scissors on their point in the middle of every room.
No.
And it's now your task to go find my bones.
It sounds like a horror film.
Oy, oy, oy.
Oh, no. I do have a lot of scissors at my house because I lose them all the time. And it's not a ghost. It's just me. I just misplace them.
I don't lose my scissors, but Allison does this thing where she loves to use these like $5 scissors to cut the most impossible things. And then she just breaks the scissors. And then she thinks that we should keep them because they were good once. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You broke these scissors. Like,
okay, grandma, what are you talking about?
I'm like, unless you plan on re-welding the scissors together, let's just throw them out so we can buy more for you to break. So I've always got at least one pair of bad scissors. And if you go first, Christine, I request you use those just because
ones.
I can't tolerate it having to buy scissors again.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Whatever you
good plan.
Say.
Good plan. I will steal all the cookies off of your cookie tray, though.
Well, I will probably make double because I already know you'll be doing that. So, like,
yeah, it's like leaving cookies for Santa, but like if I'm in another realm, just leave cookies for me too.
What's for fine. Satan, aka you. Yeah.
For me and Santanus.
Oh, what a time we've had today. Thanks, folks, for listening.
Wow. Next time we see it, it'll be 2023, folks. And
I can't abide by that.
It's going to be a crazy, crazy year, hopefully in all good ways. And that's the most manifesting I'm going to do.
We're going to say.
Apparently, I made a joke at some point in the last one. In like one of our last listeners episodes, I think I must have said something about like I better not jinx it because like a meteor could come crashing down. And then literally apparently a week later, everyone started tagging me in news that a meteor's coming to crash on Earth.
Yeah, yeah. You okay, also so said I'll... year of sandwiches, and then there was a bread shortage. Like, just stop it.
2023 year of smiles. That's it.
No, why are you doing that?
Why?
Oh, now because we're all gonna frown. What are you talking about?
Okay. The year of frowns.
Stop it. Stop it right now. You said you weren't going to say anymore, and now you just keep doing it. Wave your wand around, please. Thank you.
2023 will be a year. The end.
The end.
It's going to be a month. I don't know.
A month? What?
I don't know. I feel like saying a year jinxed it in some other way.
Just stop saying anything. It's impossible.
I'm trying right now. Trying so hard. Look, you can't give me a podcast and a microphone and then say don't say anything. I just keep going. I can't stop it.
You're right. It's my fault.
All right. Well, good luck to everybody. If everyone who's traveling home for the holidays, if you have a particularly silly family member you have to deal with, I hope you're all handling it well. I hope the New Year's treats you right and you get that kiss you've been wanting. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't want kisses, I hope you don't get a kiss. And I hope everyone has a good 2023. We'll see you there.
Sounds
see
good.
In the future. Love. Ooh. Past Christine and past M.
How romantic.
And
that's
why
we
drink.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.